This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacist and nutritionist have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering all of the most interesting topics related to health and wellness. Don't forget, you can stream us live on the web if you can't tune in on the radio, or if you want somebody out of state to pick up the show by going to www.federalnewsradio.com, or you can also download any of our previous shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. We have over 2 years of information-packed shows available for you to listen to for absolutely free. I am your host today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week with another great show, so don't forget to tune in. Today, we have a really great show lined up for you, as always, a really interesting topic. I have a wonderful guest here in studio, a osteopathic physician, Dr. Barry Rokamp, who is a medical director at Life Balance Medical Center, located right here in Maryland, over in Gaithersburg in the Kentlands area. So very happy to have you here today, Barry.
Great being with you, Kevin.
And today we're going to be talking about a subject that I think a lot of people are interested in. There's been a lot of media coverage of it in the last, I would say, I don't know, there always seems to be media coverage of it, but in the last like 2 to 5 years, it's really exploded. And I think it started to really explode with Suzanne Somers' books, right?
Correct.
And then about a year and a half, 2 years ago, Oprah really, you know, opened things up by doing some specials on her show. And what we're talking about here is the whole concept of bioidentical hormone replacement. Correct?
Right.
Yep.
Correct.
And today we're going to be talking about, Dr. Rokamp has really become an expert in using bioidentical hormones with patients, with people, to help them achieve their optimal health goals, and you know, using them in place of other hormone options. And today we're going to be talking with him about all the different aspects of bioidentical hormones. We're going to be talking about what hormones are, why they're important, the different types of hormones, how the bioidentical approach is different from the conventional approach, who might be a good candidate, who might not be a good candidate, basically everything under the sun when it comes to bioidenticals. So, Dr. Rokamp, why don't you start a little bit maybe by introducing yourself? I have sort of a bio here, but since you're in studio, why don't you kind of tell people a little bit about who you are, what your background is, and how you got into working with bioidentical hormones?
Well, I've been a physician for over 22 years, and for the majority of that time, I was involved in occupational and aerospace medicine, which was satisfying, but I did become over time discontented with the traditional medical model and our tendency, particularly in American medicine, to treat symptoms rather than the underlying disease processes.
Mm-hmm.
Also over time, I became, as we tend to do in American medicine, a technician.
And, what do you mean?
Well, involved in occupational medicine, I was involved in acute care.
Mm-hmm.
I would suture folks. I would treat toxic exposures, eye injuries, those types of things.
Right.
Which is satisfying, and you do help people, but you don't really affect their long-term state of health. And both you and I were patients long before we were physicians.
Yep.
And I became very interested with the increased media exposure of anti-aging and regenerative medicine involving bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, like other folks out there, and started investigating it, became quite turned on by it, and found a niche for myself that I felt that I can truly help people.
That's great. So you started Life Balance Medical Center. And just for people out there who are interested in learning more about Dr. Rokamp's practice or maybe becoming a patient, they can visit www.lifebalancemedicalcenter.com or they can call at 301-977-LIFE. So why don't we start by talking about hormones in general, because that's going to be the topic of our show today. You want to explain to the audience, I mean, I think people know kind of what hormones are, but maybe you can give us a little bit of a technical explanation.
Well, hormones are the chemical messengers in the body allowing cells to communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're very important in that they tell our organs how to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a depletion of our hormones, or if the hormones we do have are out of balance, our organs cannot perform their jobs optimally.
Yes, our endocrine system is vitally important for our health, and hormones play a huge role not just in managing our health overall, but they play a huge role in helping us to feel good. You know, that's, I think, one of the reasons why bioidentical hormone replacement has been so widely accepted, is because it's very much associated with helping people to actually feel better on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So let's talk about, I mean, people know, they think about hormones, usually the first thing they think about is sex hormones, right? Estrogen, testosterone, but there's a lot of other hormones in our body that, you know, we might talk about in today's show that we want people to be familiar with. So let's talk about, what are the main hormones that we're going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about cortisol. That's our endogenous cortisone that's produced by our adrenal glands, little glands that sit on top of our kidney.
Right, and thanks to the Cortislim commercials, most people have heard of cortisol, whether or not it's an accurate representation of what it does.
Right.
It's at least brought some awareness around it.
Right. Cortisol is very, very important in glucose metabolism, mm-hmm. regulating our insulin. It helps us, certainly supports our immune function, very important in providing needed energy in short bursts, the classic what is known as fight or flight syndrome. When we do need energy, it's very, very good at providing that for us. The problem in our society as Americans, we're always under stress. Our adrenal glands work hard under stress. When we're constantly under stress, our adrenal glands tend to get tired,
mm-hmm.
and we start losing our cortisol levels,
mm-hmm.
and start losing the ability to deal with stress.
Right. Decompensated.
Correct.
Another good adrenal hormone is DHEA.
DHEA is a precursor hormone. Many times it's referred to in the media as the mother hormone,
mm-hmm.
because so many other hormones are derived from that. Certainly estrogen and testosterone derive from DHEA. DHEA is produced in the adrenal glands. So as the adrenal glands become fatigued, we have less and less DHEA, and thereby we can also lose our estrogen and or our testosterone.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're going to talk about using bioidenticals in certain situations, but, you know, the adrenal function is really important as we get older, as you start to enter into that menopause, andropause phase for men and women, and the ovaries and testes are making less of the sex hormones, it's really up to the adrenals and the DHEA to kind of pick up where that's left off. So getting that system in balance is usually an important part of balancing people's hormones, and we'll talk about that later in the show.
I do think it's important to say that that as we leave our peak reproductive years, Mother Nature tends to forget about us. Our primary responsibility as a species is to reproduce. As we leave those years, Mother Nature tends to forget about us, and our hormones start to deplete.
Mm-hmm.
We don't we age because our hormones deplete. Our hormones don't deplete because we age.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On a happy note. So then we got estrogen is the main dominant hormone in females, although men do have estrogen, and that can be a problem, especially middle-aged men. As men get older, as their estrogen levels start to rise and testosterone levels come down, and we'll talk about that. Testosterone, again, primarily a male hormone, but also a very important role in females as well.
Correct.
And I threw this one on our list to talk about, and I don't know how much time we're going to spend on it, but something that people don't usually classify as a hormone, vitamin D.
Yeah, vitamin D is a hormone mislabeled as a vitamin.
Yep.
Very, very important in calcium and phosphorus metabolism, maintaining bone mm-hmm. density and bone health, particularly important in women as they go through their lives, but obviously men too. And it is synthesized when we're exposed to the sun. The problem is we just don't, particularly these northern latitudes, get enough sun.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what additives we put in our foods and those types of things, we do not get enough vitamin D. It's extremely important that we get enough, and usually that is through supplementation.
Yeah, I mean, that's 75. I'm sure you're doing this in your practice regularly, checking people's vitamin D levels, and it seems like 75, 80% of the population is very severely deficient in vitamin D. And I just, there was a study I was reading about, came out earlier this week, a big meta-analysis of a whole bunch of data. I mean, vitamin D seems to be linked with everything. Reduced rate of heart disease. It seems to improve the immune system and reduce autoimmune-related conditions, possibly increase resistance to flu and other illnesses. And this was a big one on vitamin D, lowest levels being associated with higher risk of dementia and dementia, age-related dementia. So it seems like every time you turn around, we're learning more reasons why vitamin D is such an important substance for us to have. So
yeah, I think in the future, the dementia aspect of vitamin D is going to be a major, major topic.
Mm, yeah, it'll be interesting to see that research unfold. And then, of course, thyroid hormones, not much associated with bioidentical hormone replacement. Most people think of sex hormones, but thyroid hormone is vitally important, getting that balance right for feeling good.
The main complaint I have from my patients when they present to my office is fatigue. As Americans, as a society, we are fatigued. I believe that we have an undiagnosed epidemic of subclinical hypothyroidism in this country.
Yep. I would agree. And what's really interesting, I think it was back in, what was it, 2004 maybe, the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists released a new guidelines for the upper limit of TSH being set at 3.0, and anything above that being considered worth possible treatment for hypothyroidism. The funny thing is the lab value range has never changed. So LabCorp, Quest, most of the labs still peg the upper end of the range at 5.5. And what's interesting to me is I see so many people come in having gotten an evaluation from their physician, and the TSH levels, which is an indicator of how well your thyroid is functioning, are oftentimes above the 3.0 range, but are not above the lab range. So they're being told that their thyroid isn't their issue. And it just amazes me the sort of gap between what the people on the cutting edge of that field are saying should be the requirements and how that's not filtering down to the rest of the majority of people administering medical care in the country.
Yeah, we're all products of our training.
Yeah.
And you have the hallmark of my specialty, anti-aging and regenerative medicine, is comprehensive testing.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting the appropriate testing, you can't draw the appropriate conclusions.
Yep. Yep. So on that note, we are going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about bioidentical hormones. We're going to be talking about the difference between what a regular approach to hormone replacement might be and how a bioidentical approach is different. And we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of each and why a lot of doctors feel the bioidentical approach to this issue is way more holistic, much less risk to the body, and just seems to be a better overall approach in general. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. MegaFood.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit JARROW.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget, we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a health and wellness pharmacy located in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been there for over 40 years, providing regular pharmacy services, compounding pharmacy services, which we're going to talk about in today's show as we're discussing bioidentical hormones. And they have over 10,000 different products of health and wellness products, vitamins, supplements, skincare, everything you could possibly imagine. So it's a great resource if you're local and in the community. Stop on in there if you have questions. There's a wealth of knowledge for your health and wellness needs. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week with another great show, so don't forget to tune in. Today I'm lucky enough to have Dr. Barry Rokamp, an osteopathic physician, in the studio with me today, and we're discussing bioidentical hormone replacement. He is a member and a specialist in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and is sharing with us his insights into bioidentical hormone replacement and how hormones and good approaches to hormone replacement can be a key to healthy aging and regenerative medicine. So it's really an interesting, exciting topic. In the last segment, we were just giving some broad overview about hormones in general, the different major players in the body, cortisol, DHEA, estrogen, testosterone. We talked about vitamin D, and we ended the segment with talking a little bit about thyroid hormones. I wanted to bring up, I thought it was an interesting point that most people don't realize, is that most of our sex hormones, like cortisol, DHEA, estrogen, and testosterone, and progesterone, are all derived from cholesterol as the starting material. And I think it's worth noting because there's so much emphasis on always lowering cholesterol levels and getting cholesterol levels down. And although in some people to reduce heart disease risk and risk of heart attacks and other events, that is important, there sometimes I think is an overemphasis on it. And I think it's important to know about, for example, Dr. Rokamp, I've seen this in my office where you have someone at high risk for heart disease. They may even have had a few heart-related events, and they've been put on very aggressive cholesterol-lowering medication strategies, and their cholesterol levels plummet, sometimes below 130, below 120, and when the levels start to get that low, you start to see some issues going on with other aspects of their health, maybe some cognitive decline, sexual dysfunction, fatigue issues, other aspects of their health start to really decline, and the fact that they don't know why that's happening, it can oftentimes be related to the cholesterol issues going so down.
Correct. One of the hallmarks of my specialty are the recognizing that hormones flux in a dynamic balance. It's a symphony, and everything that we do, every action we take has a reaction.
Yep.
So certainly, if we treat cholesterol levels associated with cardiovascular disease in a vacuum, then we are certainly going to have some downstream effects
right.
in the production of our sex hormones.
Yep, absolutely. So I think for most people it's not a huge issue, but I think it is important for people to understand that concept. So most people don't know it. So without further ado, I really want to get to sort of the meat of some of these issues. Let's talk about, Dr. Rokamp, maybe you can explain to us a little bit how your approach to dealing with balancing hormones differs from the approach that somebody might get in a more standard type of, you know, medical environment.
Well, again, the hallmark of my specialty is comprehensive testing. Again, we are all products of our training. You have to be trained to obtain the appropriate testing and then interpret the results. The classic scenario is a patient will go to his or her physician and complain of fatigue, heat and cold intolerance, perhaps a hair loss, and the physician will immediately think of a problem with his or her thyroid. But they test a TSH.
Mm-hmm.
It falls in the reference range with a high range of 5.5. And they'll get a T4, which is the thyroid hormone that the gland actually produces, but it is not in its active form at that stage. And it falls into the reference range. And the physician says, well, your numbers fall into the quote-unquote normals,
mm-hmm.
so your thyroid's fine. Again, this is not to denigrate other physicians, but you have to be trained to interpret the results. Certainly, as you discussed earlier, TSH has to be much more aggressively looked at. It is the signal from the brain telling the thyroid how to do its job. Also, T3 is the active form of thyroid that's converted into its active form in the peripheral structures of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be tested to see exactly how much is available to the body to mediate its metabolism. And so if we look at that much closer, we can then make the diagnosis of hypothyroidism and directly address the patient's symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a much more comprehensive approach. And as you mentioned, testing and evaluation, good history intake, listening to patients, understanding and taking the time is a huge piece of customized care, which is what bioidenticals are all about. So let's talk about from the sex hormone standpoint. A woman walks into a classic case, somebody walks into their doctor's office and they're maybe complaining of some hormonal related issues. We'll talk about women first and foremost because they seem to have the most hormonal related issues as their bodies change going through menopause. How might a bioidentical hormone approach differ from a more standard approach to supplementing them with hormones?
Well, again, comprehensive testing.
Mm-hmm.
That woman that walks into the office fatigued, depressed, having hot flashes, foggy thinking, certainly in her mid-life years, she most likely is deficient in both estrogen and progesterone.
Right.
And so you have to comprehensively test that. You want to get estradiol and estriol levels. You want to get progesterone levels. Certainly don't want to do that in a vacuum. You
mm-hmm.
want to evaluate her DHEA. Everyone needs their cortisol levels, their adrenal glands evaluated because, again, as Americans, those fatigue and certainly affects our hormone synthesis. And any treatment that you would offer will not be successful if the adrenal glands aren't assessed. So again, comprehensive testing and then getting the data back and being able to interpret it. And then what we do in my specialty is customize care for that patient and try to mimic as closely as possible the natural rhythm through a woman's cycle of estrogen and progesterone levels so that her symptoms resolve.
Right. So that's all about customization. So maybe you can define a little bit this term because we haven't really said what it is. I mean, what does bioidentical mean and how is that different from other hormones that somebody might get?
This subject we get into not only the medical aspects but a little bit of the political aspects of this. Bioidentical hormones are exactly that. They are molecules that mimic exactly what a woman produces naturally particularly in abundance during her childbearing years.
Right. Biologically identical.
Identical, correct. Many of the medications that drug companies produce, honestly, are not bioidentical. They are manipulated in some fashion so that they can be patented so that the company can get a return on their R&D investment.
Right.
And so, in that way, it actually can confuse the body in how to metabolize those drugs, and in many cases can produce toxic
right.
metabolites.
So, of course, the prime example of this is Premarin, right? Or Prempro, which was the right. hormone that was used very, very widely for most menopausal-related issues for many, many years. It was touted as being, you know, the best thing since sliced bread as far as medications are concerned for postmenopausal women. And what Premarin was a form of estrogens that was derived from the urine of a pregnant horse, right?
Correct.
Premarin, mare relating to horse. And there was, I think, anywhere from 13 to 17 different types of estrogen in the Premarin preparation, and I think only, what is it, one or two of them are similar to what you would find naturally in the body. So right. we have this whole variety of estrogens that are affecting the body that the body has never seen before. Right?
Correct.
That actually come from a horse. Now, the problem that this could potentially poses is our body has tasked with the job of having to deal with, eliminate, and detoxify all of these hormones once they've been used up. And this aspect of detoxification and liver detoxification can create some problems as we metabolize hormones. For example, we know that intermediate metabolites of hormones or medications or things we put in our body are sometimes more harmful than the initial thing we put in our body.
That's correct.
So let's take for a good common example, somebody who overdoses on acetaminophen or Tylenol. It's not actually the acetaminophen that's toxic. It's the metabolite that the liver produces of the acetaminophen that is highly toxic to the body, which ends up causing death if people take too much. So it's the same thing with these hormones. There is a potential that through the detoxification process, we're creating estrogen metabolites that are very harmful on the system. And so it therefore makes a lot of sense to use a bioidentical preparation, which is what we're discussing, where we use the three forms of estrogen that our body would naturally produce in natural amounts as supplementation, because our body knows how to deal with, utilize, detoxify, eliminate these types of hormone compounds.
Correct.
Correct. So we're mimicking exactly what the body would use. And I mean, I don't think you have to be a genius to understand why that makes so much sense, especially when you look at the reason, well, why was Premarin developed? It wasn't developed because it was safer than using bioidenticals. It wasn't developed because it was proven to be more effective than bioidenticals. It was literally developed purposely as a synthetic hormone to be intentionally different, because drug companies can't patent a natural type of hormone. So there's no bottom line profitability in doing something more natural like that.
Correct.
Yep. Now the other thing that I want to talk about for a minute here is what's so unique about using bioidentical hormones is the fact that you're getting most of them done through a, I think we're going to have to take a quick break, but this is a really, really good topic, because we're going to talk about how we use bioidenticals and how we can customize them for each woman. It's not or each man. It's not a one-size-fits-all prescription like is the classic case with the Premarin or an already patented or produced drug, whether it's a synthetic or a bioidentical drug. With the bioidentical prescriptions, we can really customize it based on the comprehensive testing that you're talking about.
Right.
Right. And that is really where the beauty and the art of doing bioidentical hormone replacement and anti-aging medicine and restorative medicine really comes into play. And I'm sure that's why you get so much enjoyment out of doing it.
That's right.
So this is Dr. Barry Rokamp here in studio with me from the Life Balance Medical Center. You can learn more about him by going to www.lifebalancemedicalcenter.com or calling 301-977-LIFE. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and this is the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering all of the most interesting topics related to health and wellness. You can stream us live on the web at www.federalnewsradio.com or download any of our previously recorded shows or this show in the entirety if you're just tuning in now or would like to listen to it again by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. Don't forget, my wonderful co-host will return next week. Dana Lake is her name, for another great show. In studio today, I have Dr. Barry Rokamp, an osteopathic physician and medical director of Life Balance Medical Center in Kentlands, Maryland. You can learn more about his medical center by going to www.lifebalancemedicalcenter.com. And we're discussing bioidentical hormones today. Dr. Rokamp is a diplomat of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine and has specialized his practice in bioidentical hormone replacement and doing anti-aging and regenerative medicine. So in the last segment, we were talking about some of the differences between what a bioidentical hormone is versus a, synthetic hormone, most likely the Premarin or Prempro prescription that most people have heard about. What I really wanted to get to is some of the uniqueness of bioidentical hormones and the ability that we have to really customize the prescription for the person, which is a little bit different than traditional approaches. Is that something maybe you want to elaborate on a little bit?
Sure. RX in Latin stands for recipe. Mm-hmm. And based on the comprehensive testing that I've performed on my patient, I'm able to utilize a compounding pharmacy like Village Green, very well known and accredited, well respected as a compounding pharmacy. I send them the recipe, and they will create it to my exact specifications. That cannot be found anywhere else. in mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream medicine, you cannot obtain customized medications like that. And again, I write the recipe. The compounding pharmacy produces it, and again, it's based on the values that I receive from the comprehensive testing. I can mimic the natural hormone flux in my patient exactly, and using estrogen hormones as an example, I can combine the estradiol and estriol in specific ratios that will address the specific patient's symptoms exactly.
Right, which I think is interesting to bring up. So you mentioned estradiol and estriol, and these are two different forms of estrogen, right? And I think this is an important topic to bring up because since the whole Premarin Prempro backlash that started around 2003 when the Women's Health Initiative came out, citing that some hormone replacement was increasing risk of breast cancer and heart disease, and it was tied to these different synthetic hormones, a lot of drug companies have actually put out bioidentical hormones, right? They put out the patches, other types of oral preparations that are estradiol, which is, by definition, bioidentical. The difference is when you get bioidentical hormones done through a well-trained physician like yourself, compounded by a compounding pharmacy like the Village Green, you're going to even further customize. You're not just going from synthetic to bioidentical. You're going from bioidentical to customized to the person. And as you mentioned, these two different forms of estrogen, one of these forms of estrogen is weaker than the other. And so when you combine them together, you can use some of the weak form of estrogen, which allows you to use less of the stronger form of estrogen, which is always nice because with any hormone, you always want to reduce risk. You Right. always want to use the minimum amount of hormone necessary to get the desired result. The other thing that you're going to find, as I'm sure when you're compounding and doing these custom prescriptions, is you're always going to create the balance with the hormones, meaning that you're not only going to ever use just estrogen. You're usually going to create a combination of estrogen and progesterones when appropriate, correct?
Correct.
Right, because in the body, if you're going to be, the body was producing estrogen in higher amounts, meaning it was during the reproductive years. You can assume that we know that it was going to be producing progesterone in higher amounts during those years as well. So although you could give just estrogen to maybe, let's say, alleviate the insomnia that she might be having or alleviate the hot flashes that might be going on, it is a much better approach, more holistic approach, to actually supplement with estrogen and progesterone, because that was going to mimic exactly what was going on in the body during the reproductive years when hormone levels were higher.
Correct. And it's also not just the absolute amounts of each hormone. It's the difference in the amounts between the hormones, particularly estrogen and progesterone.
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's really a huge, huge advantage of using the bioidentical approach to hormones. Now, what about people who asked the question, they may have heard about the Women's Health Initiative and they just are a little bit apprehensive about using any kind of hormones in their body because they maybe there's a family history of breast cancer in their family, or you know, their friend was on hormones and got breast cancer. I mean, how do you address those women, and what do you feel about just the general safety of hormones and using them in people and in women?
I answer that in a variety of ways.
It's a tough question, but...
The Women's Health Initiative was a terribly flawed study. They used the wrong estrogen, they used the wrong progesterone, they used the wrong routes of administration, and they used the wrong study subjects. They used synthetic estrogens, generally derived from horses.
Yep.
They used progestins instead of progesterone.
Right, which is a huge deal because there's never any differentiation between that. The doctors will refer to progesterone universally, whether it's progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone, or bioidentical progesterone, which I think is a huge disservice and a complete misnomer as far as how things are labeled. Because when you really start picking apart some of the data in the Women's Health Initiative, you actually start to learn that the synthetic progestins were responsible for probably a lot of the negative associations that came out of that study, particularly with heart disease. I mean, they are really, really problematic substances in my opinion, versus natural progesterone. testosterone is extremely safe, extremely easy to use. It's over the counter. You don't even need a prescription for it.
Absolutely. Progestin actually competes with progesterone for the receptor sites on the individual organs. And Women's Health Initiative had to be stopped because of the amazing increase in side effects, cardiovascular disease, and certain cancers.
Yep.
And actually, the results of the test is fatally flawed. The study, as flawed as it was, actually supported my specialty, and that it proved how deleterious to a woman's health synthetic hormones can be.
Right.
And it doesn't, you alluded to this earlier, it doesn't take a physician to understand that something that is bioidentical, that someone produces naturally, is going to be safer.
Right, exactly.
There are ongoing studies addressing that. So there are long-term studies at this point ongoing that are going to help us with that conclusion.
Right. And now, you know, bioidenticals, any hormone doesn't come without risks. I mean, when we're dealing with hormones, we're dealing with a very delicate system of the body. What we can extrapolate is that using a bioidentical substance makes sense, that it would be a lot safer. We're looking for long-term data on it, but there maybe are people that are not good candidates for bioidentical hormone replacement. You know, I mean, can you think of any examples to share with people that might not be a good candidate for it?
Well, the classic example is the man with extant and ongoing prostatic cancer,
right,
and receiving testosterone supplementation. However, even with that issue, the jury is out.
Mm-hmm.
Bioidentical testosterone appears at this point not to have any direct effect on prostate cancer.
So really it's understanding your risk factors, working with a physician that knows what they're doing, assessing the pros and the cons of the situation, and basically making a determination at that point.
Correct.
Yep. So, I mean, I think anybody who has fears about hormone replacement really needs to make sure, look at their symptoms, look at what's going on, and work with somebody like Dr. Rokamp who knows what they're doing to really assess whether or not there is any risk in doing it. And I think as you've talked about, as more long-term data and studies come out, we'll start to, again, see more of the safety profiles associated with bioidentical hormones and bioidentical hormone replacement.
Right.
So let's see. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back in our last segment, we're going to cover a few more topics. We're going to talk about some of the other aspects of hormone replacement that often don't get talked about. We're going to talk about men and andropause, which is often very much overlooked because it's eclipsed by the topic of menopause, which affects many more women, and men are a lot less likely to go to the doctor and complain about their symptoms. But addressing andropause and using testosterone replacement and proper bioidentical hormone replacement in men can make a world of a difference in a man's life. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little bit about adrenal fatigue and cortisol if we have time. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 AM, covering all of the most interesting topics related to health and wellness. Today, we've been talking about bioidentical hormone replacement. If you're just tuning into the show and you want to listen to it in its entirety, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today in studio with me, I have Dr. Barry Rokamp, who is an osteopathic physician and the medical director of Life Balance Medical Center. To learn more about Life Balance Medical Center, you can go to www.lifebalancemedicalcenter.com or call 301-977-LIFE. Dr. Rokamp specializes in doing bioidentical hormone replacement. He's a diplomat in the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. And I think just as a whole, his general message is really just listening to proper assessment, comprehensive testing, really trying to address the cause of why people aren't feeling well and not just patching up the issues with the drug and covering up the symptoms. And that's really what holistic medicine is about, and what, you know, I think the reason why you wanted to get into this field as well.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, this whole show, if you've been listening, we've been talking about bioidentical hormones. We explain the difference between a bioidentical hormone approach and a synthetic hormone approach. Been talking about so much stuff, and I really think that, you know, anyone out there who's dealing with what they think might be hormonally related symptoms really needs to consider this. You can call and contact Dr. Rokamp directly. You can contact the Village Green Apothecary, which has a very well-respected, accredited compounding pharmacy that makes bioidentical hormones, and they have wonderful resources there for you for anybody who is wanting to or interested in learning more about their hormonal issues. At the Village Green, you can actually pick up some tests, test kits to actually start the process of assessing what your hormone levels might be so that you can get further directed to the appropriate physician to get the right hormone prescriptions necessary. So, you know, the classic example, of course, Dr. Rokamp, that is going to be associated with a hormone replacement is going to be the peri or menopausal woman. I mean, the amount of symptoms that a woman can experience during this time of life can be really an absolute nightmare. The hot flashes, the night sweats, the insomnia, the mood swings can be totally debilitating to a course of daily living. It can really be disruptive, disrupt sleep, contribute to fatigue, drastically increase irritability, affect libido and sexual desire. I mean, so many different ways. And bioidentical hormone replacement, as I'm sure you've experienced in your practice and working with this population of people, can make a dramatic improvement in a lot of those symptoms.
That's the most exciting thing about my specialty is the dramatic improvement. People do come into my office completely at a loss for what to do, what their next step is. They are just tired of feeling so bad. And the dramatic response that they show to hormone replacement is remarkable.
Right. And when we're talking about this, I think it's important to understand when we say hormone replacement, we're talking about a comprehensive look at hormones. Like we mentioned in the first segment, we're not just talking about getting on some estrogen and progesterone. We're talking about looking at cortisol levels. We're talking about assessing adrenal function. We're talking about proper and detailed assessment of thyroid function. Because so many symptoms that people experience can be helped by looking at these issues. Anxiety, depression, fatigue issues are all have hormones play a huge role in all of those different issues. And the proper type of detailed assessment and comprehensive assessment that's offered, let's say, in your office is not something that patients are going to get in a traditional medical environment setting. So they may have been to doctors, they may have been told that their thyroid function is normal, they may have been told that their hormones look normal on lab values, and so nothing was done about it. They were maybe offered an antidepressant or some other method or mechanism for treatment. And in the usually these people in their heart of hearts, they understand that it's not an antidepressant is what they need. You know, they understand that they haven't had a predisposition to depression in their life. There's nothing going on in their life necessarily that would dictate them being depressed or having a problem. They truly feel in their heart of hearts that there's something else going on that has not been discovered, that has not been addressed. And oftentimes it takes getting in to see a physician like yourself and getting this type of comprehensive workup that allows that information to come to light and allows the proper type of interventions to be addressed to resolve the problems.
That's correct. You said that hormones play a huge part in this these symptoms that you were describing. You're absolutely right. It plays the primary role in those symptoms. If we can address a person's basic hormone issues, all those downstream symptoms resolve.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I see it over and over again in my office as well. It truly is amazing. So let's talk about men for a second because, well, number one, men don't really make it into the doctor very often. Number two, the symptoms of andropause are a little bit more subtle than the symptoms of menopause, meaning men don't experience necessarily the major hot flashes and the major mood swings and the really, really more obvious symptoms that women experience, so they don't get into the doctor as much. But tell us about andropause. I mean, what is it? You know, why should men be thinking about it? You know, why should they be making sure their doctors are screening them for the appropriate tests for their hormone levels? I'll let you talk about it for a minute.
Us men go through the same evolutionary changes that women do as we leave our peak reproductive years. Our hormones do deplete. Testosterone is the primary hormone that makes men, and the classic symptoms are fatigue, inability to recover as rapidly from exercise, loss of libido, erectile dysfunction,
weight gain,
that's what men will present to my office complaining of. The classic treatment out there in the medical world, particularly for erectile dysfunction, loss of libido issues, is to put a man on Viagra or some other what I view as terrible pressor type of agent to attempt to rectify that problem. When we could just adjust the man's testosterone levels naturally, all those other problems seem to resolve.
Right. I mean, it's, again, an example of just covering up the symptom, not really looking for the actual cause of why there might be some erectile dysfunction. And I think men really enter into sort of a double whammy as they get into middle age, because as the testosterone levels start to fall, you start to lose muscle mass, right? And you start to gain weight. You know, a lot of middle-aged men, you start to get that little kind of bulge around the belly that you never had, and you start to put on a little bit more weight. And that extra fat tissue, actually, your body can convert into estrogens. So you start to get this lowering of natural release of testosterone, the sort of raising of endogenous estrogens, and you really start to, you know, feminize in a way as far as what's going on with your sex hormones. And, you know, with men, you can supplement with testosterone, but I think it's also really important to look at overall lifestyle and health and how they're doing. How are you eating? Are you exercising? Working on getting some of that fat off? And if you're on the right kind of hormone replacement, if your testosterone levels were low, it's going to be much easier to start replacing that fat with muscle tissue. So you can actually get that body composition back where you want it and start to really sort of shift that balance from high estrogen, low testosterone to higher testosterone, lower estrogen, which is where men are supposed to live, especially in their, you know, when we're in our reproductive years.
Correct.
Yeah. And, getting the right testing done. So not only just getting a, you know, there's the total testosterone, but it's also really important to check the free testosterone, right?
And bioavailable and free testosterone are the important tests. Total doesn't tell us everything we need to know because the total number also includes testosterone that our body cannot use.
Exactly.
So what we're looking for is the free and what is known as bioavailable testosterone, what is actually in the man's body that he can use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this just has so many advantages, not just for men who aren't feeling great, but I truly believe that any man over the age of 50 years old, even over the age of 45, should at least start getting these types of tests done on their annual physicals, you know, where they're starting to monitor and look at what are their testosterone levels doing, how are they looking, and you know, start considering, is there anything that needs to be done to help address that, whether it be starting with supplements and looking at, we know that DHEA, like we talked about, released from the adrenal glands, is a precursor to testosterone. So if a man is experiencing some testosterone issues and he's a younger man, and it's a mild depletion, we may not necessarily think that testosterone replacement is right at that time. So maybe it's time to look at the adrenal function and support him in that way. But I know so many men out there who are active, who are athletic, who are looking to continue to feel very good and want to be very active for many years to come. And this issue is just totally not being looked at all in any aspects of their medical care. And I think it's a huge disservice because it's a huge part of feeling good, staying active, conserving your bone density, keeping your muscle mass up, keeping your brain sharp, keeping your libido where it needs to be, and just keeping yourself feeling happy and healthy.
That's right, and you make a great point that, as with just about everything in medicine, the earlier we can get a hold of a patient and evaluate them, the more mild the symptoms tend to be, and more easily they are treated.
Exactly.
And we can certainly then hold off the downstream chronic disease problems that people do accumulate over time.
Yeah, the earlier you catch things, always the better. Absolutely. All right. Well, anything else? We got a couple minutes left. Any other comments that you want to wrap up on, Dr. Rokamp?
Well, I'm so happy to be involved in this specialty because, again, I can profoundly improve someone's life through the prescription of bioidentical hormones. I'm also very, very happy to be able to have such a close relationship with my patients.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is a partnership between patient and physician when you're dealing with these basic life forces, someone's basic physiology. It truly is a partnership where the physician makes sure that the patient applies their hormones safely and is helped through the entire process safely, and the patient has a huge role in the process in that he or she are actually titrating the medications mm-hmm. to the level of their symptoms.
Yep.
And that takes close and constant communication between patient and doctor.
Yep, absolutely. Well, again, this has been Dr. Barry Rokamp with us today, an osteopathic physician. You can learn more about him and his practice located in Kentland, Maryland by going to www.lifebalancemedicalcenter.com. Dr. Rokamp, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure, Kevin.
All right. Well, I have been Dr. Kevin Passero here with you today on the Essentials of Healthy Living. Again, don't forget to tune in next week at Sunday at 10 o'clock for Dana Lake Show, and I will chat with you guys the following week. Thanks again for tuning in, and here's to your best health and wellness. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.